Carol Schuler is in with us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
Glad to.
Relay for Lifetime here in Cass County.
Yes, coming up this Friday, June 23rd.
Comes up rapidly.
It does. It comes up every year very rapidly. We're ready, though. We are excited, and we're hoping for good weather.
This is how many now?
This is 19.
Wow.
Yes. Continuing on.
How do you keep your volunteers excited and motivated year after year?
I think the cause is what excites the volunteers. I don't excite them. They excite themselves. And then the people who we help, who we celebrate and who we mourn each year, that's what keeps our cause going.
You bet. Relay for Life is a very public event. It's hard to find too many people who aren't aware of the event, whether they participate or not. But many folks have been given ample opportunity to donate.
Absolutely. We've had teams that have formed usually right after the first of the year, and they've had fundraisers all year. Everything from bake sales to maybe a sandwich here and there. People sell it at work. They do anything they can to raise funds. They ask for donations. And, of course, we always take donations the night of Relay also.
I think that's where Relay for Life is so much different than so many other efforts to raise funds and raise awareness for causes. So many of them, the money is actually raised that particular event. Might be through auctions or silent auctions, different types of things. But really, with this case, the evening event is more about the cause and the education. The fundraising largely is done ahead of time.
Absolutely. A lot of our sponsors, we thank the community. A lot of our sponsors here pay to help put on the event so that that way the money raised, the dollars raised, all go to the American Cancer Society to find a cure for cancer.
You bet.
So in most of that is done ahead of time. The night of Relay, we just have a fun evening. We get together, we have education, which is an education tent, and we invite the public to come out, walk the track, look at the education tent, free food, free snacks, healthy snacks. Kate Olson does an awesome job of bringing in people to promote what they want us to be, healthier lifestyles, so that we can hopefully not get cancer, but if we do, know where to go and what to do. So it's an all-evening event and lots of fun.
Yeah, it's an easy cause to sell. Everyone has a connection to cancer in some way, shape, or form, and I feel confident saying 100% of the folks listening have had a connection in some way with friends, relatives.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that happens with people, too, is they feel very helpless when a friend or relative gets cancer. This is an event where you can come out and you can support the event, raise funds if you want or not, or at least walk the track and pat that friend or relative on the back and say, hey, I'm here for you. What can I do? But I'm here for you to support you.
You bet. Teams have been formed. A lot of money has been raised. As you mentioned, different fundraisers have been held. We've got folks have already had their opportunities to get their teams together and do all that kind of stuff. So now it's just basically a matter of enjoying the evening and educating and all those kinds of things that go on. So Friday night, time, place, what's going to happen?
Well, it actually starts Friday morning, and I should mention to you, because we have a Relay tractor ride that starts Friday morning. Anybody can join, meet at the Cass County Fairgrounds, and that tractor ride leaves the fairgrounds at 9 o'clock. So come anytime earlier than that, and they will take off and leave. The other event that we talk about, but this event is for survivors. We want to celebrate survivors. So what we have to do there is we invite survivors to come at 4:30, check in. Hy-Vee provides a free meal, and we celebrate you by bringing them out on the track. Something new this year, we're having a pennant ceremony instead of luminaries. You purchase a pennant in memory of a loved one or in honor of somebody who survived cancer. And so that pennant ceremony and survivor ceremony will be at 6 o'clock. You'll want to be there at 6, sit in the stands, walk the track, whatever you want to do in order to make that evening good. Lots of food, Troublesome Creek Barbecue, and the Kiwanis will be there to sell sandwiches, drinks, beverages, that type of thing. So we want you to just come out and enjoy the evening.
Yeah, if you're going to focus on celebrities that night, your survivors would be, I guess, considered your celebrities.
Absolutely, they're wonderful. It's a family event. We've got kids' games. We've got the bounce house from the YMCA. We've got just games with prizes and that type of thing. So bring the kids and bring the family out and celebrate.
You don't have to be on a team necessarily to go out and participate that evening.
Absolutely not. We'll invite you to walk the track. We'll invite you to check out, come out and have a sandwich, or watch our entertainment. Villa Dance will be there with entertainment. Something new also is Jet Black. It is a local band, and that band will set up and play music to walk by, dance by, if that's what you want to do, or just enjoy the evening.
Yeah, you've got a lot of different folks that participate in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. It's young and old. Our committee is a huge committee, and so they bring in a lot of different people and a lot of different entertainment.
What's the biggest impact, do you think, from holding an event like this? Is it the educational aspect?
We always hope it is, but I also say it's for the survivors. That one-year birthday, another year of surviving cancer, and a survivor is anybody who's been diagnosed. So from the moment you've been diagnosed, you are a survivor, and we invite you to attend. Love to see you.
It's amazing you can handle those folks, because there are a lot. And that's the good news, that there are a lot more survivors than there used to be.
Last year we had one survivor that was a 60-year survivor.
Wow.
So, of course, 1 minute to 60 years, you're all invited to attend.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. And they're pretty willing to be a part of that.
Yes, it is a way to celebrate themselves. It's a strength. I hope it gives them that confidence to keep plodding on, because cancer is not easy. Cancer is something that you have to work hard at to beat. And so after you beat it, it could come back. So we want to keep continuing to beat it and hopefully find a cure.
And it doesn't just affect those who have cancer. It affects family. It affects coworkers and friends, folks who care about those people, who really want to do what they can do. And you touched on that earlier. Yeah. We're not doctors. No. We can't cure you. We can help in other ways. And of course, Relay for Life is one of those.
It's kind of a big community hug, saying, right, we really appreciate you. We want to help you in any way we can. And hopefully the money that we raise will help find a cure for cancer.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about that all the time, that, you know, there are certain afflictions and things we don't really know anything about. We've heard the name. We really don't know much about it. And then all of a sudden, someone in our lives is hit with a diagnosis. Suddenly we get this complete immersion into education. We learn so much about something we never thought we would know about. This is an opportunity to get you more familiar with some of these things and to understand not just what happens afterward, but also early diagnosis and things too, what to look for. I mean, there's so many things that we can do nowadays to help lessen the impact.
That healthy lifestyle, that education tent talks about healthy lifestyle, regular checkups, those kind of things that make cancer less if you find it early.
Yeah, you keep coming back. You've been doing this since its inception here in Cass County, so you must be pretty excited about everything that's happened.
I am pretty excited, and with the new changes, every time we do something new, it's hard to change, but it's also hard for cancer survivors. So consequently, we go out there and we do the best we can on the night, and we hope that that gives those survivors that hug that they need to have.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's coming up this Friday, and as Carol mentioned, you can start early in the morning if you'd like. Hop on the tractor and be a part of that. But the event at the high school starts at
6 p.m. for walkers, people that have teams, the public. 4:30, survivors can register inside in the commons area and enjoy a free meal from Hy-Vee.
All right. I don't want to jinx it, but in the off chance that their weather isn't perfect outside for walking,
rain or shine, we're there. Right. We would go inside if need be, but we'd probably love to have you walk with an umbrella, if that'd be okay too.
Well, again, that's the beauty of having raised most of the funds ahead of time, is that if something happens weather-wise that we can't control,
right,
well, we're still in good shape.
I'll put you in charge of the weather, Tim.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Well, let's hope that scattered in the forecast means scattered elsewhere for one night. Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in this morning and sharing. I hope everybody has a chance to participate in their own way. I know through different bake sales and different little events that some of the teams have had. Many churches across the community have been holding special collections for things like that. A lot of businesses have been doing different things.
We have quilt sales. Yep. We have raffle sales. I mean, people just come up with the greatest ideas. They have garage sales, and the money goes toward the American Cancer Society. Yep. So it's a great event.
I know some businesses have been doing some, throw in a little money here and you can wear jeans to work on Friday.
That's right.
Or something. You know, something along those lines. So everybody, for the most part, getting into the spirit and helping out the cause. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You betcha.